Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme. Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event. Hello to all our dear listeners. This is your spokesman with a plan, Clarence Cloverleaf, coming to you after somewhat of an absence spell, as since December of 2018, I've been sailing around the world. From Italy to Canada, I've been making my way across this beautiful land of ours, searching for new meaning to an older existence. I'm happy to say I'm back now, and here to let you in on some stuff going on as of late. In mid-2018, the Cloverleaf Radio Network expanded to include our friends Josh and Ariana over at Night Moves Radio. It's been a splendid partnership, and Jimmy, Jane, and I are happy to welcome them to the family. They also brought along Soul Stories, which features inspiring poetry, read by the author herself, Ariana Cherry. We've been brought onto many new networks, including Anchor, the ASY podcasting network, WordPress, Podbean, even iHeartRadio. We've also started a fresh new YouTube page, as well as updating our Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, and expanding our network to new segments, more radio reunions, all news guests, and so much more. Also, the Cloverleaf Radio Network, Jimmy, Ariana, and Josh, will be appearing upcoming at two conventions, SILCON and Dark History Con.
Hey, this is actress Brianna Densky. You may know me best as playing June in the film Wonder Park. And you're listening to Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon.
All righty, we cut Clarence's convention promo short, but I will go over the rest of that, as I always do at the end of the show. But we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and I'm absolutely excited for our guest today, singer, songwriter, piano player. He's been called by Willie Nelson to represent his generation with a profound sense of honesty in his lyrics and quality in his delivery. The future of entertainment is safe in his hands. That's pretty awesome words to come from such a legend. AJ Croce is with us. How's it going, AJ?
It's going good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's we got kind of kicked in the butt with the heat kind of coming back this week here in Illinois. It kind of snuck back up on us. We thought it was done for, but I guess that's just kind of life. How are things with you?
Yeah, talk about heat. I'm in Nashville.
Yeah.
But you know, fall's coming.
Absolutely. One thing I was curious about, first off, of course, this may bounce around a little bit. We don't keep on track here. How much fun is keeping on track?
We'll go on tangents. I'm all for it.
I guess thinking about your father kind of interests me. I've liked his music for many years, but being that I'm right at this moment 30 years old, I think it kind of scares anybody when they reach a certain age to look back in history or look in a newspaper and see that someone is gone at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So that always kind of has been recently striking me with a chord and growing up, you had so many things that you went through, you know, starting with that, going down with abuse and everything. How have you kept, you know, your head straight in the game with music? How have you not let issues you went through take control of you?
Well, I think forgiveness is a big part of it. Second thing is humor. And then I think that music has really, you know, saved my life. You know, it's cathartic.
Yeah, I don't play any instruments. I would think I'd be kind of goofy trying to learn something because my brain capacity is kind of wacko sometimes. But I do sing a lot of karaoke, and just being able to get up there and pour out your heart and soul with your voice and with your vocals of a classic song or even one of your own in your case is it's very rewarding in many ways.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you have an outlet for it.
Well, and getting on the radio helps, I guess. That's kind of my music. Everybody's got their hobbies or things they do to get away from stress and problems in daily life. So I think that we all have something like that, whether it's singing or radio or a needlepoint.
Yeah, of course.
But you have, it seemed like a lot of the records you listened to growing up is a lot of stuff that I have found interest in, music like Buddy Holly and B.B. King. Who would you say were some of your earliest inspirations for the music that you decided you wanted to play?
Well, you know, it was really diverse. You know, I grew up listening first to, you know, my dad's record collection, so that was really diverse. You know, he grew up, you know, sort of beatnik generation. So there was, you know, there was rock and roll. He had a lot of soul and R&B. He grew up in South Philly, so, you know, he was listening to all that stuff on the R&B radio stations and you know, so there was Otis Redding and Sam Cooke you know, he was very influenced by the by Lieber and Stoller, which you can hear in the character songs that he wrote. And then, you know, I sort of got into that 60s, you know, 50s and 60s stuff. But the music that my dad had, you know, went all the way back. So, you know, I learned stride piano, listening to James B. Johnson and Willie the Lion Smith and Fats Waller and then move forward. But Ray Charles, you know, I lost my sight. So Ray Charles and Stevie were hugely influential, and I was, you know, grateful to be able to perform with Ray and tour with them. And you know, I think I just kept going. You know, my life has been about making music. I wasn't interested in you know, fame or accolades or anything. You know, along the way I got lucky and had a bunch of you know, radio hits, but it wasn't on purpose.
That's what I liked in you know, reading up about you for the interview. Some people who had you know, a famous parent, a famous sibling, a famous even aunt or uncle might try to use that name in their good gracious to try to get along in their career, and I like that you were one that didn't. You wanted to have your own style, your own voice, and your own career and legacy. So that's a lot for you know, someone that grew up with somebody like that in their family. I think that's quite a big step.
Well, I really wanted to prove that I was capable, and so I took on some of the hardest music, you know, as a piano player. I avoided the guitar until I was in my 30s. And even though I learned stride piano from guys like Little Brother Montgomery and Mississippi John Hurt and you know, Blind Willie McCall, and you know, artists like that were, you know, they were playing music that really allowed me to understand the way the left hand of the stride piano worked. So I was very focused on it, you know.
Yeah, I can sit here and say I couldn't play anything, but having something like not being able to have your vision and learning to play a piano or a guitar, like Jose Feliciano, for example, and Stevie Wonder, like you said, the piano, it's got to be really hard to learn to play any kind of instrument without having one of your major functions like sight.
It really wasn't. It was just I sat down and played. You know, I found the notes and the keys and that was it. You know, when I was 16, I sort of taken under the wing of a guy named Floyd Dixon, who was famous for he was a boogie woogie player out of the Central Avenue in LA, and so we did tours all over the Southern California. I would open for him, and at the end of the show, we would play we'd play three or four songs of something like Albert Ammons and Meatloaf Lewis, or Pete Johnson, or four-handed piano stuff, I think that Alan Toussaint was one of my biggest influences, because he was not only a writer and composer and great piano player and singer and producer, but he just understood, what he was doing and how to make it right. And so early on, I became, enamored with New Orleans music, and played with a lot of New Orleans artists, and probably did 80 shows with the Nevilles, and we toured a lot together.
That's one of the things. Your kind of music is something I feel is missing in today's world. I mean, you turn on the radio, it's loud, and there's cursing, and it's sexually suggestive. I think that the musicians of today could put their own swing on blues, boogie-woogie, scat. I mean, it really, if you listen to musicians that are aspiring and coming out and recording their own music, this stuff is coming back when it seems mainstream. Could use a lot more of some of the classic style and with the original lyrics.
Sure, man. After Floyd Dixon, a woman named May Axton heard me, and she said, "Oh, you got to meet Cowboy Jack Clement." So my first session, I was 17, flew to Nashville, and I walked in, and Jerry Lee was walking out, and
wow.
Walked into his office, and it was 1972, Elvis's band from 1972, and he said, "Okay, well, go on upstairs and we'll just play tracks," and that was it. And then the next year, B.B. King called me and asked if I wanted to go on the road, and I did, and I didn't have an agent, didn't have a label, didn't have a manager, and then I went to, and then, you know, I got all those things and, you know, ended up playing with a lot of, you know, R&B artists like Aretha and James Brown and Ray Charles, and, on and on. Of course, the Neville's.
Yeah, Cowboy Jack Clement and working for Sam Phillips at Sun Records helped launch careers and helped careers of so much talented people like Jerry Lee Lewis, produced Ring of Fire for Johnny Cash and wrote a lot of songs as well. It's interesting that I think it's pretty neat that you got to work firsthand with him and experience kind of that old school mentality.
Yeah, and you know, at the same time, I was into rock and roll. You know, I was into 60s rock and roll, especially the, you know, British stuff. And so that was another, you know, part of my you know, education. And you know, I loved the Stones and the Kinks and you know, a thousand other bands, but for me it was like they took something from America and they did something, you know, completely different.
Absolutely. And the last question I always like to ask people, you've written a bunch of great discs over, you know, close to 30 years now, a bunch of great music and stuff. But what does your future hold for you? What's kind of your ideas coming up with things you want to release, some things you're working on? Where can people find AJ Croce if they want to check out your music and haven't heard it?
Well, you can go to my website, AJCrocemusic.com, or you can go to you can go to my Facebook page. I'm recording a new record in November, which is it's an album with covers, which I've never done. And it's all the stuff that my friends have come over to my house and asked me to play. So it's really diverse, you know, from
awesome.
rock and roll to blues to, you know, jazz to all kinds of stuff. And then I have a project that I'm working on with Andy Ballas out of Brooklyn. I've been working on the project for about six years.
Wow.
And brought them in last year. And I just wanted a group that was really tight and you know, played well together. And it just worked. And so we've got our first, you know, demos, and you know, I have a release next year, and they do as well. So it'll be 2021 when our record comes out, and it's all based on the origin stories, you know, from the dawn of time, from the Big Bang to the end.
That's awesome. I think my playlist definitely has a little bit of everything. I think everyone should love all types of music, all genres, all, you know, all the decades that you can personally fit in, because all of them had their own special spin and flair that's unmatched.
Absolutely. You know, I've done a lot of, you know, teaching and master classes, you know, TED Talks and so forth. And the one thing I always say is that you really have to open your mind, listen to everything. It's critical, because if you don't understand the past, you don't have the ability to create something truly original.
Yes, if you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it.
Right.
and you know, if you think about a better sense of words, but, you can't forget the past, especially when it comes to music. I think it should be interjected more into today's society.
Absolutely.
But thank you so very much for joining me, AJ. I know you keep real busy. I sincerely appreciate you giving me some time today. It was awesome talking with you.
Hey, man. Thank you, Ian.
Absolutely, AJ. Have a great night. Thanks again.
Okay, you too.
All right, guys. Big thanks to AJ Croce. If you just happened to join us a few minutes ago, maybe 5 minutes ago, the live version will be in the archive in about 10 minutes. And probably in a week, it'll be streaming on our other sites. Be sure and check out JIAPodcasting.com and read up on us if you haven't seen where all the great shows you can listen to and where you can find us streaming-wise. We are going to be back tomorrow at a special 5 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. We welcome actor, director, writer, producer Peter Elbing, best known for his work on such movies and TV shows as Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. He wrote the screenplay for that. Murphy Brown, Criminal Minds, Laverne and Shirley, and Shaft. September 16th, we welcome former child actor Greg Moffat, who I believe just is actually working on a film this year. He was in an episode of Adventures of Superman way, way back in the day. He also worked with Fred Astaire and numerous others, so it's going to be nice talking about the golden age of Hollywood with Greg Moffat. September 17th, we'll welcome three-time MWA TNA World Tag Team Champion, as seen in the WWE, the Natural Chase Stevens. And September 19th, we welcome another Dark History Horror Con guest this year, actor and filmmaker Wyatt Weed, best known as the Four Predators in Predator 2. And, of course, the 2019 Dark History Horror Con happening October 26th and 27th, 2019, at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois. Be sure to check out VHHCon.com for all ticket information and up-to-date guest list. The guest names are pouring out once a week. He makes a new announcement. And I really hope to see you guys there, because it's always a blast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.